The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. You got the cinema.
Kia ora, Ted.
Kia ora, Moo. Nice to have you back.
Yeah,
I've missed you.
I've missed you too. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all
I
right.
I had leave and then I had catch up.
And then you had a lot of work at your place.
I know. I've split almost 2.5 ton of wood.
2.5 ton?
Yes. I know.
How long is that going to last? Ages, isn't it?
It's going to last the whole winter and then some.
I would think so. I mean, I don't really
well,
know
it's
how
not,
much.
Because it got dropped off to me in big rings. And
I asked you to split it.
Yeah, so I had my brother's little electric splitter, and so I haven't quite finished, but I feel like a good little squirrel.
Yeah, I bet.
Yep, getting my nuts
stirring
in.
Stirring your nuts.
Yeah, I'm getting my nuts in before winter. The wood was dropped off before Christmas, so it's sat there aging quite nicely, weathering or whatever you call it.
And it has to dry and get ready.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, here we are.
Lounging at the Gecko.
Yeah, we are lounging at the Gecko in my favourite seat, Jane.
Literally, yes. So, we are telling you what is on at the Gecko Theatre over in Motueka, the boutique cinema of the top of the south.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. If you haven't been here, you really need to come over.
Yeah.
Always a good film going. Always many good films going.
And we have a lot coming over the next few months. There's so many films coming up. But we'll might talk about that at the end of this recording. But what's on between the 20th and 26th of February at the Gecko Theatre? The first thing I will mention is the movie Finishing, and that is the Australian comedy Audrey, which is rated R16 for offensive language, nudity, sex scenes, drug use. I think that's about it. There might be more, but it's a dark comedy. I thought it was hilarious. It's obviously not going to be everybody's sense of humor. It was definitely mine, quite twisted. But I don't want to say too much about it because it's better to watch it with the surprises. But it stars the excellent Jackie Van Beek, which you may remember from movies such as The Breaker Operas, A New Tuesday, and she also actually was in What We Do in the Shadows. Towards the end, she's the, well, I think it was the only female character in the film, actually, possibly.
I think so.
Anyway, so Audrey finishes on Friday the 21st at 7:30 and on Saturday the 22nd at 7 p.m.
And that is, I need to come and see that. I was going to see that today, and by today I mean Sunday, because we're ahead of ourselves.
Yes, we're recording very early this week.
We are. But I saw Memoir of a Snail instead, because tonight was the last night.
You caught the final screening.
I did, and what a fantastic little film that was.
Yeah, all you guys who didn't see it, you really missed out.
Yeah, you really did.
Well, you probably will hear about it because it has been nominated for an Academy Award for Best Animated Feature.
Which is very exciting.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, back to what's on. So Audrey's finishing and we have two new films starting and one special screening, but probably not much point mentioning it because I only have one seat left, which I doubt very much will not get filled up. But I will mention it now that I've said this.
Yes.
It's the Metropolitan Opera Live in High Definition, Puccini's Tosca, which is on Saturday the 22nd at 1 p.m. One screening only. Then the two films starting, well, one of them is actually coming back. We had a couple of preview screenings a few weeks back. It's a family animation called 10 Lives, rated G, so that's suitable for all ages. And in this family animation, a pampered cat named Beckett takes for granted the lucky hand he has been dealt after he is rescued and loved by Rose, a kind-hearted and passionate student. When Larry, her boyfriend, returns to help Rose with her research into bee preservation, Beckett gets jealous and tries to get rid of the problem, losing his ninth life in the process. He is then offered one final chance to make amends with 9 new lives to do so, but coming back with each life as a different animal.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've already watched it. It's fun, it's cute, and it has some great messages, not only about the bee preservation, but also about, you know, making amends and not being a horrible person.
Nice, we like that.
And selfish and all those things.
And it is for families, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, suitable for all ages, from, I'd say, probably 6 up.
Perfect.
Yep. Mm. So 10 Live starts on Thursday the 20th at 6:30, then on Friday at 5, Saturday the 22nd at 1:30, and on Sunday the 23rd at 3:30. And then the other film starting this week is a French drama called Néné Superstar. It is set within the Paris Opera Ballet School, one of France's most prestigious cultural institutions. And this inspiring family-friendly film will resonate with anyone who has ever refused to compromise their dreams. It follows 12-year-old ballet dancer Néné. I can't read this.
Who discovers that her extraordinary natural talent may not be enough to win the approval of the school's harsh and discriminatory headmistress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So not only is Néné from a socially disadvantaged background, but she is also black, challenging the long-standing dominance of white dancers in classical ballet. It is rated M for offensive language. As I said, it comes from France. And it screens on Thursday the 20th at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. also on Friday the 21st, 4:30 on Saturday 22nd, and 5:30 on Sunday the 23rd.
And the trailer that I saw before, the film that I saw tonight, looks really good.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be a great film. And if you want to go look at that, you can find the trailers on the YouTube channel.
Absolutely.
The Gecko's YouTube channel.
Yes. And not only that one, but all the movies we're talking about. And so this week we also continue two documentaries, two great documentaries, The Invisible Doctrine, The Secret History of Neoliberalism and How It Got to Control Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have a special price for this documentary at only $10 for all. And we are still, as far as I can tell, as far as I looked up, we are still the only cinema in the whole country showing this very important documentary.
Wow, I'm coming to see that one. I'm really glad that you're extending it.
Yeah, no, I mean, personally, I think it's very important. As I always say, awareness is the first step to change. So burying our head in the sand won't achieve anything.
No.
Yes, a lot of it is quite doom and gloom, but that's the world we're living in, so better be aware. Yeah. And it's not all doom and gloom. At the end of the documentary, there's actually a few examples of things being done around the world that are very positive and proving that, yes, things can be different and should be different.
Yeah, we all just have to be aware and make changes.
I mean, one of the things that the film mentioned amongst many, many things is, you know, the wealth gap has never been so wide since World War II.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just one of the things it talks about. But anyway, The Invisible Doctrine has three screenings this week. It's on Friday the 21st at 5:30, on Saturday 22nd at 3:30, and on Sunday the 23rd at 7:30. And then the other documentary we are continuing to screen, which most likely will finish the following week, is The Hacker Party Incident from Katie Wolf. So interestingly, this film started as a live play, which I'm quite intrigued to see how that worked as a live play. But
yeah.
Which was also made by Katie Wolf. It's a New Zealand documentary. On May 1st, 1979, a group of young Maori and Pacifica activists, He Taua, is that how you say it?
Taua.
Ah, there you go, He Taua, confronted a gathering of University of Auckland engineering students as they rehearsed their mock haka for Capping Week. The fracas that followed prompted the nation to confront systemic racism and make change for a better and more equal partnership between Pakeha and Maori. Although the aftermath of the clash changed race relations in Aotearoa forever, the incident itself was quickly forgotten until now.
Yeah. I've seen the shorts for this one too.
Great documentary, it's really well done. It is exempt of rating and it runs for 90 minutes. We have four screenings of this great documentary this weekend. It's on Saturday the 22nd at 5:30 and 7:30, and on Sunday the 23rd at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. And that's what's on this week.
Awesome. And so, what is coming?
Oh, so much. So much coming.
I can see that. I'm looking at the program on the screen in front of me. It's like, whoa.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. We've got movies all the way to the end of April lined up. And I'm actually starting to struggle to fit them all in. After, it's feast or famine, you know. January was definitely famine. And we're now getting into the feast period, which I much prefer. So let's start with William Tell. Yes, the William Tell, the legendary William Tell. So that's coming on the 27th of February. Legendary crossbow marksman William Tell gets an epic drama that goes beyond the apple on his son's head. William Tell defends his family and homeland of Switzerland when it comes under attack from the Austrian king. So that will be here on the 27th of February. Then on the 6th of March, we have two films coming. Sing Sing, which we've been waiting for a long time. So very glad to be able to bring it. If you have not heard of Sing Sing, it follows a theater group who escapes the reality of incarceration through the creativity of staging a play. And it includes a cast of actors who have actually been incarcerated.
Yeah.
It's already won numerous awards, and I have no doubt it will most likely get more.
I was somewhere the other day in a shop, and I heard someone talking about it.
Oh, right.
Yep. So
saying good things?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, and talking about the fact that some of the cast were, yeah.
Yeah, I think the majority of the cast actually was incarcerated at one point or another. So that will be here on the 6th of March. On the 6th of March, we will also start a documentary which is called Every Little Thing, which was a woman who finds herself on a transformative journey as she nurtures wounded hummingbirds, unraveling a tale of love, fragility, healing, and the delicate beauty in tiny acts of greatness.
Aww. Hummingbirds are such tiny little birds.
Oh, the trailer is, oh, it's so cute. It's just,
I'll go and watch that.
Yeah, same thing. Head to our YouTube channel and you can watch the trailer there. All right, I'll mention two more films coming on the 13th of March. The also Academy Award nominated for Best Animated Film, Flow, A Wondrous Journey Through Realms Natural and Mystical. Flows follow a courageous cat after his home is devastated by a great flood.
And I saw that trailer tonight as well. Oh, it looks like it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And is there even any speaking in it?
No.
No, it's just animals and animation, and it's beautiful. The colours are gorgeous. The style is amazing.
Absolutely. And one thing that is quite unusual with animals in animation, they are not humanised. Or there's another word that people use, you know, when you give human traits to animals, which is quite common in animation. No, those animals behave like animals.
Animals, they do. The shiny thing on the boat.
Yes,
deck.
That was so funny.
The cat chasing it. Yeah.
So that will be here on the 13th of March. And the other one coming on the 13th of March is a French dark comedy, which is called Lucky Winners. And it follows lottery winners whose joy turns to misery as their newfound wealth brings unexpected problems and challenges.
Which can very much happen in real life.
I think it actually happens a lot.
A lot,
Especially when it's suddenly you're wealthy, you know, suddenly win millions and everybody wants to be your friend, and your friends probably don't want to be your friends anymore because you're not giving them anything. And
I couldn't even imagine it. I'm just happy to be humble old me.
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
If I did I'd keep it a secret.
I probably would too, or not tell many people. Tell people I know I can trust, but then again, you know, sometimes
you don't know.
No, I mean,
money is evil.
It turns people into, I mean, you can see it when, you know, there's death in the family and there's an inheritance.
Yep.
just, yeah, families fall apart and they just turn horrible.
Yep,
and
that does.
I mean, I've definitely seen it in my family. And yeah, it wasn't pretty.
No.
But anyway. Right.
So that must be about us.
Yeah, that's probably enough.
So don't forget, if you want to book for anything,
email.
Yes.
gecko.theatre@extra.co.nz. Oh, we were almost in tune.
We were. And don't forget the yumminess. When I come in the evening, I always have my dinner here. And it's always the same.
You probably should mention what your dinner is here, though.
Yeah, my dinner is a bowl of beautifully fresh popped salt and buttery popcorn.
Yeah.
And a licorice ice cream in a delicious waffle cone and a drink.
Yes. Good on you for not saying what drink. We're not advertising them.
No, we're not.
They
we're
don't
not.
Need the advertising.
We're advertising Gecko.
A pop. A pop. Yeah. A soda pop.
A soda pop. A soda pop. And that's my dinner. And Ted brings it in and says, dinner is served on a silver tray.
I did, actually. It was on a silver tray today. Yeah. Yes.
So remember to come and have all your yummy goodies here too.
And keep in mind, all the times given are the start of the film or the time we aim to start the film. So please don't hold us back and come early.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, we'll be back next week.
Yes,
have
absolutely.
A good week, everybody.
Ka kite anō.
Ka kite. You got
the cinema. The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.